All right, Mike.
Here we are on the Microsoft campus, getting a little exercise in.
I like it. Out of the office.
Beautiful day.
Putting 10 minutes on the clock like we always do. But I can't hold it. We're on the bike. Thank you, Michael.
Hand off. All right. Woo, woo. Man. I'm working up a sweat here. All right.
I'm out of shape.
What do we got? We got Mix 11 coming up.
Yes, in like 4 weeks.
I know.
I'm excited.
What's going on about this party?
All right, so there's a brand new hotel on the Strip. It's called the Cosmopolitan Hotel.
Yeah.
And we're going to be at their new nightclub called the Marquee.
Ah, nice. Big, so, big fancy nightclub is what I hear.
Brand new, really hot. The party last year was kind of tight. Remember the space?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're kind of like up against each other's place. It's huge.
Yep. Nice.
And we have this really cool DJ, Z Trip, that we've hired for Mix.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be there. He does like this media mashup stuff with his music. It's really cool.
Yeah, I saw a video. Was it on YouTube or something like that? Very cool stuff.
That
should be inspirational. Oh, we're at a stop here.
Oh.
Hey, Bill. How's it going? Say hi to Bill. Here we go.
So that's going to be fun.
That'll be fun.
The important part of Mix is not just content. It's all the social
stuff,
too.
It's all the networking. It's getting together.
We like to have fun. We're in Vegas, baby.
Yep.
So, hey, we announced a new keynoter this week.
We did. Dean Hakamovich,
right.
VP of IE, Internet Explorer. Matter of fact, the day that this video probably airs.
At South by Southwest.
They're announcing at South by Southwest, or rather releasing Internet Explorer 9. These guys have been on a fast pace. We've obviously had Dean at Mix before.
Yep.
We've announced now that he'll be back. Should be some exciting information there. Hint, wink, wink. But the announcement for IE9, I've been using IE9, as internal Microsoft folks, we use these products for a long time before they ever ship.
You bet.
It's my only browser on my machine at work. I test on some others, but I run IE9, I love it.
I love it too, it's great.
Fast. That should be exciting.
And we're getting faster and faster with those releases.
Faster with the releases, I love to see it.
Well done, Dean.
Well done. See you at Mix.
And we have announced another new content this week.
Yes, we did. You want to talk about UX Lightning?
Yes. So, of course, Mix is a conference for both developers and designers, and we have some design content, and we have announced that already. So, and it's in a new format, which I think is really exciting.
Yep, I think it's exciting, too. And here's another one where you can actually go on the web. John linked off to a sample of what these are like.
Right.
But basically, we take one of our one-hour session slots, and John's splitting it into four kind of lightning talks.
That's right.
And the cool thing about this is it's 10 minutes per speaker. But the slides are actually timed ahead of time.
I like that.
So it's you don't just finish up your thought and leave. When the slide moves, we're done.
It's kind of like our show.
When the
buzzer rings, we're done.
It is, yeah.
So it's four speakers per session, so a total of 12 well-known design speakers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, some great design speakers. And the idea for this, the kernel for this actually came from our viewers and our attendees. There's a lot of Twitter activity about, hey, where's the UX? What's going on? We pulled some stuff together. John did some innovative work here, and hopefully everyone loves it. But you're right, we do have three good sessions here. I love the titles for the overall hours.
Yes.
Inspiring UX, Crafty UX, and Mind-Bending UX. I love that.
So what does that mean?
It's good. Well,
inspiring UX. So that's like rethinking UX and...
Yep, user experience and just kind of rethinking it, looking at it from another perspective. We got a couple of the names I printed out here. Thomas Lewis from Microsoft. Love the title. Why is that monkey not wearing pants? clearly a UX topic. 21st Century Design, a manifesto in 10 minutes. Corey Schumann on Goodbye Mouse, Hello Touch. So we talk about NUI all the time at Mix. Here's an example of Touch as one example of that. Chris Bernard with 7 Things Developers and Designers Need to Know About UX. So kind of coalescing it into the 7 kernels that everyone needs to know. Squirrel! You gotta watch out when we're doing these kinds of things here. Some other ones in the crafty UX, yeah.
So this is about when you're a designer, you're obviously working with technical people who are doing the programming and the development and kind of how you can apply that to, I think people are worried that they get the moniker that they're just like the artist and they don't think through the whole technology of it.
Yeah.
I think this is what this session is about.
And what our attendees tell us is they're actually kind of a blend of both. We're seeing more and more of that. So it's not just someone who just does UX or just does development. We're seeing people who do both.
Right.
And attend all these kinds of sessions. So we've got 10-minute UX Ninja. I love the title. Sarah Summers. Nathan Moody.
You're good
Moody.
At reading and bicycling at the same time.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty good at that. Yeah, I don't text when I drive, though. Nathan Moody, Conceptual Design Tactics and Techniques. Robert Tuttle from Frog Design. If you're a designer,
agency.
You certainly know Frog Design. Fidgets and real-time sensor data visualization. That's a mouthful there. And then the last one there is Guido Rosso, I think is how you say it. Prototyping interfaces with motion graphics.
Very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
And then mind-bending UX.
Oh, yeah.
This is really cool, too. And this has a couple of my favorite speakers, Robbie Ingebretson and Sean Garrity.
Former Microsoft, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
That's great stuff.
Farming for ideas on how to be the most creative you.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Sean's going to be speaking about what software can learn from the world of magic.
Yep. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Arturo Toledo with Extending the Human DNA with Design.
Mm-hmm. And the thing with Rick Barraza here does one, What Brains, Football, and Hobbits Teach Us About Designers and Developers, other than these guys like to write interesting titles. And Rick did Jitterbugs. If you ever saw the Jitterbugs HTML5 JavaScript app, it was one on the Beauty of the Web. Matter of fact, you can probably find it on beautyoftheweb.com. It's a fun game to play. Rick's from Synergy. Some cool stuff there. So
that's going to be fun. I mean, that's just super fast-paced,
yep.
A new format. Kind of reminds me of TED a little bit. It's how they do it at these Ignite conferences. Mm-hmm. So we're trying something new. We love the feedback on that. So.
And you know they're back-to-back, so you can plant yourself in a room and just have an exciting series of sessions. So
yeah, it'll be hard to fall asleep because it's going to be going like this.
So that's one series of sessions, but we have another one
Absolutely.
That we also put out there.
So we put a huge amount of money, a huge investment into research and development each year at Microsoft.
You and I personally? You're right.
Well,
the company does.
It's
a huge investment. Matter of fact,
yeah.
On campus right now, or actually just finished,
the Tech Fest.
The Tech Fest, where all MSR comes out and shows off.
We should bike
off.
Over there.
Yeah, that's right. We should bike over there. Oh, I think it's right over there.
So, yes. So we are going to bring them to Mix. They're going to be... talking, we have some sessions that we just published that we'll be talking about here in a second, but also they're going to be bringing down some of their really cool demos and in our Connect Lounge.
That'll be fun to see.
They're going to be there showing the stuff off. You can get hands-on with it. And, you know, stuff that comes out of research, whether it's Microsoft research or academic or whatever,
any
it's
kind of research.
So cool.
Any kind of research. As a matter of fact, we printed those out, too, because just a few of them here. This first one, for the geek in me, I just can't wait to see this one. Audio for Connect. And this is K-I-N-E-C-T now, not the Connect Lounge.
Right.
Audio for Kinect from Idea to Xbox Play.
Ooh.
So this is the person who actually was responsible for
the audio.
All the algorithms and building blocks of the audio in the Kinect device. So there's really no better person to hear this from. And I know they've got multiple microphones in the array, and they're going to talk through all of the geeky details.
Wow.
I'm sure to be in the front row if I can. That really sounds like a fascinating topic.
Wow. And then also Kinect, a brave new world of human-computer interaction. That'll be another Microsoft Research session that we're going to talk about.
Yep, and this one talks about person tracking, so actually how Kinect kind of tracks you, how it tracks the joints and your hand and where things are. Avatar animation, if you've seen, we showed at CES some of the avatar animation and interaction that can be done, so we'll talk about that. And then recognizing things based on audio. So it'll be
very
fun. A couple good Kinect sessions, actually.
But that's not all.
That's not it.
So, of course, the JavaScript panel. So this is interesting. Mm. So, of course, JavaScript's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You bet.
And we are bringing in some of the best world-known speakers on this topic, starting with Doug Crockford.
Doug Crockford. Great book. Great guy. Can't wait to see him at
Love
Mix. And Alan.
Actually, I think we can share that he was the number one rated speaker last year.
Yeah, that's
Mix.
Right. That's right. He was. We got Alan Wirfsbrock also. We got a couple other folks there. But basically talking about kind of the language, what it is. A lot of people don't know. It's really ECMAScript. That's
right.
The official title of it. And these are the people that are kind of at the center of all the innovations related to JavaScript.
And where it's going.
Talk about where it's going, where it's heading, how it's becoming even more and more important now that we're talking about HTML5 and that combination of JavaScript to build really rich kind of web applications. So that should be a fascinating panel.
Hosted by our good friend Charles Torrey from the Channel 9
Charles
team.
Charles from Channel 9. And this will be an interactive session. I mean, this isn't just a panel that talks on a stage. I'm sure Charles will encourage questions from the audience. So any questions anyone has, you know, get ready, come to that session, and ask away.
That's right. And last but not least, making better web apps for today's browsers. That's going to be another research session.
Yep, and there's two specific things here I want to call out. So two projects that are being worked on that leverage JavaScript again to kind of improve programs and running on the web. There's a DOM and AJAX thing to make pages. What are you trying to get ahead of me or something like that? Load more quickly. And then a framework to capture and replay JavaScript application bugs that are encountered in the wild. That one sounds fantastic.
Mugshot.
Yeah, because a lot of times, you know, kind of reproducing behavior and then debugging that behavior is a challenge. So this sounds like some interesting research that's going on. And, of course, you'll get to hear about in the UX series.
So, of course, this is just a handful of all the sessions yet to come.
Yep.
But we're starting to announce sessions, and I'm telling you, there's some cool stuff.
Definitely some cool stuff.
We might be biased, but it's still truly cool stuff.
Yeah, we are. We're evangelists,
okay.
Aren't we?
I'm not really littering, but... So what else do we got going on?
So I want to talk about Ask the Experts.
Yes.
And Ask the Experts has been known by many different things at Mix over the years. I don't even remember what all the names were, but
Mix
Ask the
Chat.
Experts, yeah, Mix Chat, that was one of them. Ask the Experts is a chance to get all the, you know, experts that are at the event. So this would be speakers, third-party and Microsoft speakers.
Microsoft and staff who work in the product groups.
That's right. Anybody who knows these products and technologies really well to show up during the evening. I think it's an hour and a half, so it's 90 minutes long. And Denise Begley on our team has been working on how to innovate this.
You bet.
This year.
Based on your feedback.
And she has some great ideas to kind of help people interact a little bit better. And one of those ideas is to come up with what I'll just call kind of topic cards or topic starters, I think is the word that she uses. But think of a little table card on a table that you walk up to within an area that's got a theme to it that basically has kind of a starter question or a starter topic.
Right.
And she's actually going to be querying the audience for topic starters. So think of these kind of one sentence, very short, fits within a Twitter kind of phrases that we could print on a table card, give you credit for it, and actually have discussions about that very thing during Ask the Experts.
Right. And one thing that we're trying really hard for ATE this year is keeping that flow going, because you're in there for an hour and a half. You don't want necessarily want to just, oh, that's it.
Yes, that's it. We can coast from here.
Woo!
All right.